administration going to handle it. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Was that huge U.S. bomb used in Afghanistan yesterday meant to send a message, possibly to North Korea? The commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says no.
And the timing of the use of this weapon was simply the appropriate tactical moment against the proper target to use this particular munition. So it is not related to any outside events other than our focus on destroying Daesh in 2017.
Nicholson spoke to reporters in Kabul this morning, saying the massive bomb the U.S. used was, quote, the right weapon against the right target. 24 people got stuck in midair last night when a roller coaster at Six Flags America in Largo stalled in the middle of the ride. Those riders, many of them teenagers on spring break, were left stranded 100 feet up in the air, and it took hours to get all of them safely down. An investigation continues today into exactly what went wrong. The Virginia Supreme Court has thrown out a lawsuit challenging a policy change in Fairfax County Public Schools to protect the rights of gay and transgender students. Andrea Lafferty, the head of the Traditional Values Coalition, had filed the suit, along with a student who claimed to suffer from general distress as a result of the policy change. But the state Supreme Court ruled that Lafferty and that student didn't have standing to sue. The justices said the student's general distress isn't enough to allow him to bring a lawsuit. The Veterans Affairs Secretary is pledging a top-down review at the VA Medical Center in Washington.
David Shulkin is describing the problems identified by the VA Inspector General as unacceptable. He says he is installing one of his advisors, Lawrence Connell, as acting director of the medical center to ensure that fixes are made. This week's Inspector General report points to a number of serious and troubling deficiencies at the facility, including 18 of 25 sterile storage areas for syringes that were found to be dirty and poor record keeping that led to equipment changes. The VA has removed the facility's director. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Development is booming in College Park, especially near the metro station. New apartment buildings and retail space can, in fact, be going up on metro property in the near future.
We've wanted to see this happen for years.
Prince George's County Council member Danielle Gloros says the Discovery District area has lots of office buildings, and new apartment buildings on Metro's property would be a perfect addition.
We have thousands of employees already working there, but many of them are commuting from far away. So this definitely gives the opportunity for people to be able to live right at the Metro station and then also work right across the street.
It's good for the county, too, which would take in more tax revenue from the new residents and development. Heather Curtis on WMA. And WMAL.com.
Outrage is building in Arkansas over a plan to put seven inmates to death before the end of the month.
Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson says it appears all legal hurdles have been cleared for Arkansas to go ahead with the execution of seven death row inmates over 11 days beginning Easter Monday.
All the appeals have exhausted. It's been a 25-year nightmare for the victims.
Capital punishment is still favored by a majority of Arkansas residents, but a few dozen protesters have been keeping regular vigil outside the governor's mansion for weeks.
And so that the world doesn't have to see Arkansas be the state that kills more people than any state in the history of the United States.
The Arkansas Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty hopes to draw hundreds of participants to a Good Friday rally at the state capitol. I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the markets are closed for Good Friday. The Dow opens Monday at 20,453, the NASDAQ at 5805. Sports Game 1 goes to the Caps as they beat the Maple Leafs in overtime in their first-round playoff series. Baseball, the O's beat the Blue Jays. The Nats had the night off. They host the Phillies this afternoon. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
You do have a slight chance for a shower.
Know before you go with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you've ever bought from a middleman, you're always left wondering, did I get a good price and who will stand behind the product? Hi, it's Brian Wilson. If you're planning on getting new windows, there is only one company that can give you the peace of mind you're looking for. That's Thompson Creek Window Company. You'll be buying direct from a local manufacturer who designs, builds, and installs windows made just for your home and our unique climate. Remember, building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times. Plus, who's responsible for the quality of the work? Have peace of mind. Buy direct from Thompson Creek Window Company because they manufacture and install their own windows. Thompson Creek Windows can increase the value of your home and save you money on your utility bills. Call 855-57-CREEK and take advantage of the incredible spring window sale. Buy three windows, get one free. Call 855-57-CREEK right now before this free window offer is gone. 855-57-CREEK or see thompsoncreek.com for details.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at zeroresdc.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And mostly a quiet, light morning commute for everyone. We have a couple hangups, though, and we'll start on the Greenway. As you're coming inbound, eastbound 267, the Dulles Greenway, before you get to 606, that's where we have the crash. Everyone was stopped. They're letting the shoulder get by, so slowing quickly here on the Greenway towards 606. Now, once you get past there and get to the main toll plaza, you're good. You're good on the toll road through Herndon and Reston. I'm not seeing any delay, not even to merge onto the Beltway. No Beltway delays, Virginia, as you head north of 66 toward the American Legion Bridge. Now, southbound Interstate 95 in Woodbridge, a bit of volume, jammed through Dale City because we had a broken down car near 234 that has been cleared. Maryland, I'm not seeing any delays between the R Beltway and the Baltimore Beltway. 270 between Frederick and the Beltway, lanes open each direction and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of gray sky around with some sunshine, especially into the afternoon, 71. We break up the clouds a little more tonight, fall back to about 54. Cooler in the suburbs, isolated showers, maybe a thunder shower tomorrow, 72. Easter Sunday, cloud sunshine and very warm. Could get into the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Springfield, 46 in Kensington, 54 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Pentagon releases video of the mother of all bombs in Afghanistan. See that video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, it's WMAL 807 here as we get started another hour of Mornings on the Mall. A big hour for you. Coming up at 8:35, we'll have Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. That'll be exciting. And a lot of other topics this hour. I'm Vince Colonnaise, in for the vacationing Brian Wilson, and joined by Mary Walter.
Jesus Christ, superstar, do you think you're what they say you are?
I bet you that movie's going to be on today, and I will record it. I love that movie. Joining us right now is David Limbaugh. He is the author of a new book, The True Jesus, Uncovering the Divinity of Christ in the Gospels. David, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I'm sure you are just booked solid today since it is Good Friday.
Yes, as a matter of fact, my voice is gone. I'm hoarse because of all these interviews this week. But I'll get better as we go.
Right
on. 10 interviews today.
Wow. Well, one of the things you note in your book is that we don't know the real Jesus. And that is one of the points that you like to make, that you want to make in this book, is that we don't know the real Jesus. We have a pop culture view of Jesus. In what way is the real Jesus different than the one that we think we know?
Well, the Jesus that the popular culture describes or depicts is a person that comes along and preaches peace and tolerance and love only, and is not judgmental, and tiptoes through the tulips, skips through the tulips with sandals. The real Jesus came and said, "Yeah, he would divide people. He represents truth with a capital T, and he would divide brother against brother, mother, father, son and daughter, cousin against cousin, because the people are of the world, and not all people accept him, and they're not going to like what he says, and so they will reject him, and he's not going to bring health and prosperity to people just because they have faith, according to what some people believe today, the prosperity gospel. In fact, if you believe in him, and if you follow him, he promised you'll have trouble, and you'll likely be persecuted. And he told us to pick up our cross and follow him. pick up your cross is a very serious metaphor, because as you know, when he picked up his cross, it was on the way to his own death.
You know, interesting. I want to relate. I want to talk about sort of the pop culture interpretation here. I want to relate what you just said to sort of what we experience every day now. Almost every media crisis seems to involve a microaggression, someone being offended, someone not being respected for making decisions that they think that they have the right to make. And you just said that Jesus came to us with truth with a capital T, suggesting that truth isn't really relative. It's kind of specific.
It's absolute. Number one, it's absolute. He laid down an absolute moral standard in the Sermon on the Mount, and he said an absolute standard and an exacting standard. He said we had to live up to it. He said, you must be perfect as my Father is perfect. Now, we all know we can't be perfect, so we have to rely on the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross in order to be declared legally righteous. But that's a different point here. He represents truth with a capital T. By that I mean it's not only absolute truth, but he, the person of Jesus Christ, is truth. And the way, the truth, and the life. And that's what I mean by that.
Go ahead, Mary.
No, I just wanted to ask you, since you had brought up, you know, how people are today with microaggressions and that kind of thing. I just one question for you here about millennials. Millennials, the church is bleeding millennials. They're not coming to church. They're being more and more a-religious. How does the church stop that bleeding and get millennials to relate to them, or them to the church to relate to millennials?
Well, you know, some churches are becoming more seeker-friendly and catering their services to the youth, getting music in and a different kind of music in, and conforming that part of the culture to the youth and getting them in. And that's fine to me, to alter your services, as long as you don't dilute the message. And as long as you don't let the tail wag the dog, the children make the decisions as to substantive theology and that type of thing, and discipleship. But we're losing the youth because the 90% of, well, I don't want to exaggerate, but you read surveys that an overwhelming percentage of college professors are secular atheists. They're political liberals. They scoff at God. They scoff at conservatives who adhere to absolute truth and traditional moral values. And they are bombarded, the kids are bombarded by the media in Hollywood and in popular culture. And so what we must remember is, This fight, this cultural war we're fighting, this spiritual battle, is eternal. Well, it's not eternal, but it's perpetual this side of heaven, and we're going to have to keep fighting it, and the left is never going to quit. The left is relentless, the secular forces are relentless, and so we have to be just as relentless as fighting back. And one way to fight back is to have organizations go into college and present the counter message, present the message of truth, present Christian apologetics, the truth of Christianity's claims. And I have a friend, Frank Turk, who runs crossexamine.org. That's specifically what he does. He goes into universities and has big assemblies and tries to teach kids the other message that they can anchor to the truth. So, but there's all kinds of things. We just need to fight back in the culture instead of pretending there's not a war.
Right.
That's the main thing.
David Limbaugh, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time, and I know that you're doing a yeoman's job today with your interviews. Thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us, and have a blessed Easter. That is David Limbaugh. He is the author of a new book, The True Jesus, Uncovering the Divinity of Christ in the Gospels.
And what a valuable message. I mean, just to suggest that there's absolute truth to in the world at all. It seems like every single day we run across some crisis that's created specifically by people just complaining that they were offended, that they should be able to live their lives the way they please, and no one else should be concerned. But if you're sort of a God-fearing person, a believer in Christ, you should remember in the back of your head that not only do you believe in God, but you sort of believe in everything that comes with it, which is an absolute truth to the world.
Well, that absolute truth that he was discussing also goes to the fact that there is no longer in our society right and wrong. Everything is a yes, but. Well, it's okay in this situation. No, in a lot of things in life, things are right or wrong. You see a lot of examples. I see more and more of them. Just because you have the right to do something doesn't mean you should, doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And this is, excuse me, this idea of social norms and morals.
Totally.
Those things are all being blown away by the wayside. Well, why should I? I don't have to. Well, you don't have to, but it's the right thing to do. And those are the things that I think you get that are reinforced a lot in religion.
Well, this is why we have Lent. I mean, this is the whole reason we have Good Friday, we have Easter Sunday. It's all to reflect on these very things. Very interesting. David Limbaugh's book is available now, The True Jesus.
And I would like it noted you brought in donuts on Good Friday, just saying.
Just trying to see whether or not you respond to temptation. 8:15 here on WMAL. Now time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Inbound New York Avenue, broken down reported as you approach the 3rd Street Tunnel along the right side. DDOT crews are aware on 295. We've been delay-free coming out of Riverdale, so that's still good on the BW Parkway. 50, quiet through Chevrolet, but once onto 295, do have a bit of that volume heading down toward East Capitol Street and toward Pennsylvania Avenue. On the southeast-southwest freeway, each direction delay-free. 270 has been an easy ride this morning. Let's go in from the west on the Greenway. That's where we're struggling with the crash. Eastbound on the Dulles Greenway before you get to 606 Ox Road. It was only the shoulder getting by. Southbound 95, a bit of volume in Woodbridge, again through Dale City and Dumfries. Again, this is all southbound. We also had a broken down near 234 on southbound 95, which is gone, but expect those delays. And to help with the getaway traffic for today's holiday, the express lanes will reverse 1 hour earlier to help with that expected heavy volume, so they'll start to reverse at 10 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
It's cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing, a high of 71 degrees. Tomorrow, it's going to be overcast with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, a high of 72 degrees. And then Sunday, Easter, you've got a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 55 degrees, 8:17 here on WMAL.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
What is this?
This is John Mayer's new single, Still Feel Like Your Man.
Wow.
And this, not the song, but the video, is everybody in an uproar. And he did not see it coming at all. It is apparently Asian-inspired. You never see John Mayer dancing ever in a video, but he dances in this video, and he's dancing with pandas. The description of the new video is trippy. He dances with women in geisha costumes. There's a bamboo backdrop on a set he dubbed his Disco Dojo in an interview with the New York Times. And he said it's a fantasy element of the video with multi-ethnic casting. And that's how he promoted this before it debuted. And he said, I think we were as sensitive as we could be. And he said, do I think that someone's going to tweet that this is cultural appropriation? Yes. Well, he was not prepared for the backlash because John Mayer is apparently not Asian, and only Asians can use pandas, apparently, in videos. And only they can use bamboo, and only they can have geishas in videos because John Mayer is not
Asian. I'm sorry. Who doesn't like a nice geisha? What's going on here? And by the way, you've got don't let any of these people see the Pink Panther and Kato, my little yellow
Mr.
friend
Magoo.
You'd lose your mind if you saw that thing. Cultural appropriation strikes
Asian.
Again.
Yeah,
no, Mr. Magoo was just
not Asian. No.
Completely prone to disaster.
But you're right.
No cultural appropriation there, as far as I can tell.
But here's the thing. Cultural appropriation, are the same people complaining about St. Patrick's Day when everybody dresses up like leprechauns and goes out and gets smashed as a celebration of Irish culture? Because I didn't see anything then.
Or when they start their day with Lucky Charms? Come on now.
Well,
back off.
But you know what? They are magically delicious. So I think that they get
it's universally appealing.
Christian Bale is going to star as Dick Cheney in a biopic. He is going to play the former, but he was Batman.
he makes sense perfectly.
He's teaming up with director Adam McKay for a biopic on George Bush's right-hand man. They had apparently been, they've collaborated before on other movies, and I have not seen any of those movies.
You know, this makes a lot of sense.
Why?
And I'll tell you why. It's because if you saw Christian Bale as Batman,
yes.
He defined the character by growling his lines. He was literally, I'm Batman.
Oh, he's the one who did that.
Yeah,
I'm Batman.
So now he can be like, I'm Vice President Dick Cheney. And actually, that sounds kind of accurate. That's sort of how Dick Cheney sounds.
It's going to star Amy Adams as Lynn Cheney, Steve Carell, who I adore Steve Carell, as former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and actor Brad Pitt's Plan B Entertainment will produce the movie. And lastly, some sad news if you're a Bennifer fan. Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck have officially filed for divorce. Listen, you know what? They gave it the old college try. They hung in there. But they were recently back together. That happened within a couple months ago. They announced that they were back together. Well, now they are announcing that they were formally ending their marriage with divorce petitions that seek joint custody of their three children. They both filed in L.A. on Thursday. The filings were made without attorneys. They are virtually identical, which to me says they are on the same page. They are doing this amicably, and they're acting like adults, and I'm very glad to see that.
Saying the names Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck makes this feel like a very old story. I was like, I remember those guys. When did that happen? It turns out in 2003 is when they met on the set of Daredevil. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was like,
yeah, I do.
Forever ago. They were like, I don't know. Are they still A-listers, or do you graduate from that, or you retire from that at some point?
I don't know. This is terrible, but they almost seem like old Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, like the established old, because what are they, 40 maybe?
Ugh.
So they're old. They're old Hollywood. Yeah.
You can't be a part of Hollywood anymore.
But I have to give them credit here, because they separated. He went to rehab. They really tried to make this work. They didn't just go, oh, this isn't working for me, and walk away. They didn't do that. And they tried to present a united front. They did present a united front for their children. And the way this has been filed says to me that they're committed to co-parenting, and they're doing this in a way that isn't going to hurt the kids. This is not going to be a headline-making divorce. And that's
well,
the adult
other than
mature,
the headline that it did actually
well, yeah, but
make.
I mean, you're not going to see, it's not going to be like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie with accusations of this and that and everything else. They did this together. They probably sat there and filled the forms out together, because that's what it sounds like. What are you checking? Box A or box B? Okay, I'll check A2. That's what it sounds like they're doing. So I give them a lot of credit for that.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? I mean, this could just be the public version of this, but we'll find out in the coming days.
Well, TMZ does not lie.
Never.
They
no.
never, never lie.
Not at all.
It is 8:22 at WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Wednesday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hey, DC homeowners, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you a part-time landlord rocking rent collection and maintenance repairs? Are you buried in lunchtime errands and after-dinner tenant tasks that take you away from the good life? Well, do-it-yourselfers, it's time to outsource your headaches so you can increase your opportunities. Let Renters Warehouse manage your properties and set you on the fast track to financial and lifestyle freedom. The Rent Estate Advisors at Renters Warehouse specialize in tenant placement with rent collection, maintenance coordination, paperwork processing, and much more. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, just total focus on making you money. So stop managing and start multiplying your investment properties with Renters Warehouse. Turn your attention to growing your portfolio and your earnings, and let them take care of the rest. Call a Rent Estate Advisor today at 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Eric's IRS troubles were nasty.
I had 10 years of unpaid tax returns. I owed $83,000. I might have wound up in jail.
And unbelievably complex.
Things that are written in the tax code are so complicated that if you don't pay a tax professional to do your taxes, you're going to screw up. This was such a complex problem, I did not think anybody could solve it.
Eric's whole life was about to go down the drain, so he called Optima Tax Relief.
Optima was able to make sense out of the huge disaster, and Optima stopped it.
To say the least, Eric was very relieved.
They got me out of hot water, that's for sure. Optima saved me a boatload of money and got me out of a horribly complex situation. If not for Optima, I might be in jail right now.
Got a nasty, confusing tax problem? Do what Eric did and call Optima right now for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. Optima Tax Relief.
Can you believe we get paid for this?
Driving around,
seeing the sights,
meeting new people,
and making them smile.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer, all you have to do is point, and then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables
and donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
People are just so happy when that junk is finally gone.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's 8:25 now. WML traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still hitting a slowdown on the Dulles Greenway. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. On the Greenway, eastbound, before you get to the main toll plaza, before 606 Ox Road, that's where crews are still dealing with the accident. Last moment ago, they only had the shoulder getting by, so expect these delays. Again, inbound, eastbound on the Dulles Greenway. Now, once you do get past there, if you're joining on from Ox Road, you're good to go up to the main toll plaza, and then delay-free on the toll road, its length up through to the Capitol Beltway. Route 7, it's been a quiet morning out of Leesburg and heading up toward Wolf Trap. No issues there. North on 95, not seeing any delays out of Stafford to the Beltway. It's southbound, so this is definitely an indication of the afternoon to come. We have southbound heavy through Woodbridge, again in Dale City toward Dumfries. Had an earlier broken down car near 234, which has been cleared. Maryland 95 and 270 without any delays. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy skies early, followed by partial clearing, a high of 71 degrees. Tomorrow it's going to be overcast with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, a high of 72 degrees. And then Sunday we're going to get a mix of sun and clouds for Easter, high in the mid-80s and lows in the mid-60s. Right now in the nation's capital, 55 degrees. It is 8:26 on WMAL.
Wilson takes it up the air. And down his hometown team. 3-2 Cap.
That may be the shot of the year. That's heard around the NHL.
Wow. That was Tom Wilson they were talking about, who gave the Capitals a 1-0 lead starting the series last night. And that thanks to an overtime goal, they overtook the Maple Leafs last night. And that's what a way to end a game. Holy cow.
That had to be pretty exciting to be there for that. That had to be pretty exciting.
First of all, the Capitals never disappoint when it comes to exciting games. They've had just an incredible year. It's a nice way to start the playoffs. And Tom Wilson really came in with some heroics last night in overtime to beat the Maple Leafs. And this is just, you know, I've been so impressed by the Capitals. I genuinely love going to see them play, and it's always really nice to see them make the playoffs and then make a great run at the Stanley Cup.
It's so funny. I am not a hockey fan. I don't like watching it on TV, but I love going to the games. The games are so exciting, and hockey fans are very rabid. A Penguins fan got stabbed in the head, and he refused to get treated until after the game.
Of course. It's hockey. Blood is expected. You keep on playing, even if you're a fan.
So are cranial injuries. Very familiar.
It's 8:28 on WMAL.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9494. That's harrys.com, code 9494, to get your free trial set.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
The time is now to protect your retirement accounts with physical gold. The current political climate is creating more gridlock and the continued slow death of the U.S. dollar. Call GSI Exchange now at 800-909-1394 to learn how converting your IRA and 401k to physical gold can help you save your retirement and put you in control of your future instead of the banks. You can get $1,500 in free gold or silver delivered directly to your home with your qualified transfer. Call 800-909-1394. 800-909-1394.
Coming up, the President of the United States just bombed the crap out of ISIS. So what does that mean? Brett Baer's going to be here to tell us in just a moment. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The Afghan government says that massive bomb used by the U.S. yesterday took out 36 ISIS fighters, plus some of their hiding places and weapons caches.
This was a complex that the U.S. commanders say they wanted to go after to get ISIS out of there. And the top commander in that press conference just a short time ago making it clear it was a military objective, insisting there were no outside political influences.
Correspondent Barbara Starr, General John Nicholson, told reporters in Kabul, quote, this was the right weapon against the right target. North Korea's vice foreign minister says President Trump's tweets are adding fuel to what he calls a vicious cycle of tension. And the vice minister says if the U.S. shows any sign of military aggression, Pyongyang is ready to launch a preemptive strike of its own. It was a rough few hours last evening for 24 people who got stranded 100 feet in the air when a roller coaster at Six Flags America in Largo malfunctioned. The incident started around 5:30 last night, but it took until after 9:30 to get everyone safely down. The Virginia Supreme Court has thrown out a lawsuit that challenged a new policy in Fairfax County schools expanding protection for LGBT students. The court ruled that the plaintiffs, the head of the Traditional Values Coalition and a student, didn't have standing to sue. A 2-year-old La Plata boy was killed by a falling tree in his own backyard. His father was cutting the tree down. The toddler and his 5-year-old brother were watching from about 50 feet away when the tree suddenly started falling in their direction. The 2-year-old was killed. His brother was seriously injured. And organizers say they expect thousands to show up on the National Mall tomorrow in a tax day protest to call on President Trump to release his personal tax returns. Checking your money, the markets are closed for Good Friday. The Dow opens Monday at 20,453, the Nasdaq at 5805. Sports, the Caps win game one of their first-round playoff series, beating the Maple Leafs in overtime. The Nationals had the night off. They open a weekend series with the Phillies this afternoon at Nats Park, and the O's beat the Blue Jays. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
When you buy from Ted Britt Ford, you get life. Ted Britt for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage.
It doesn't end after 10 years.
It doesn't end after 100,000 miles.
It never ends.
Never ends.
Drive a new 2017 Ford F-150 for up to $13,000 off MSRP.
And only Ted Britt gives you their exclusive Ted Britt for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage. TedBritt.com.
Sticker number C70779 with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, and $689.50 dealer processing fee. All factory rebates apply to all to dealer. Offer ends 4/30/17. See dealer for details.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag. flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66. We've been delay free all morning coming out of Gainesville to the Beltway. But now, need you to watch for the broken down VDOT truck has arrived. Arrowboard truck, I should say, as you come up to Nutley Street. And they block that far right lane with the stalled vehicle. Now they're waiting for a tow truck. On the inner loop of the Beltway, in good shape through Annandale. Tyson's lighter than normal. Had a tie up this morning and still do on the Greenway. Inbound, eastbound 267, the Dulles Greenway accident before you get to 606 Ox Road, and at only the shoulder getting by still at last check. Once you get beyond and onto the toll road, that's great. From 28 up to the Capitol Beltway. Now for 270, incredible, fantastic, no delays between Frederick and the Beltway each direction. The topside delays that we had through College Park and Silver Spring quickly clearing, and Virginia southbound 95, get ready. We're already seeing some southbound getaway delays through Woodbridge and again Dale City toward Dumfries. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer weather forecast to surge back in here as we go through the weekend. Gray sky around this morning with some limited breaks this afternoon. Maybe a little more sun, but clouds probably winning this one. Mild 71. Tonight some clouds 54. Saturday cloudy, maybe an isolated shower, possibly a thunder shower 72. On Sunday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Easter Sunday, very warm in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Herndon, 41 in Damascus, 55 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. It's 8:37 on WMAL. We're Washington comes to talk. We're starting a little Bruce Springsteen there. That's nice on this Good Friday morning. And we also have standing by Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel. And Brett, as you know, we're on Good Friday. We're about to enter into Easter. Do you have any special Easter plans going into the weekend?
I am going to see family.
Good.
In Chicago. So we're taking the train on the road for Easter Sunday.
Well, that's the way to do
it. With all the cousins.
Right on.
He's not flying United, notice.
Taking a train. That's all right. Smart man. Let's get into politics, of course, and you do such a good job covering it. We've got the president yesterday and the administration literally dropped a bombshell on Afghanistan and on ISIS. What would you say has been the reaction, both internationally and also politically? Have Democrats and Republicans sort of been unified in thinking that this was a good idea?
Yeah, I think, listen, just from a military standpoint, you know, I used to cover the Pentagon for 6+ years, and it does seem like there is a sense that something has been lifted, that like they have been, you know, they've always been proposing things to go after the enemy or do different things. But this seems to be a president who enables the authorization to move forward and less the White House steering it with, you know, the legal folks getting into war footing per se. So Donald Trump, as president, I think is a little different, as we're noticing, than candidate Donald Trump. But it is not, you know, occupation. You're not sending hundreds of thousands of troops to occupy some country. These are strategic strikes and ones in which largely he can get a W as far as the reaction to these moves.
Well, although we do have to flash back a little bit to something that candidate Trump promised.
I would bomb the shit out of him.
So he did keep a campaign promise. He said he would do it, and he did. And it's kind of hard to not get a W when you drop a huge bomb on a terrorist organization. I'm not quite sure who gives you an L on that one.
That's true.
That's exactly right. No, you're right. And he's realizing the power of that, I think.
Yeah, I think.
And you know, look for that sending a message to other places, namely North Korea. And, you know, China being convinced that, yes, in fact, the U.S. will act. And that changes the negotiating standpoint at the beginning.
You know, this idea that he's being received well on this, I think a lot of political observers, myself included, often wonder the extent to which positive coverage of the president is going to drive him to keep doing that behavior, right? So he has a missile attack last week, mostly positive reception. He bombs ISIS yesterday, mostly positive reception. Is there beginning to be suspicion among the types of political experts you speak to that that President Trump is moving in an entirely different direction because he sort of hears the sound of applause?
Yeah, I mean, clearly he is a person who likes being liked, and I don't think that could affect policy decisions. He's not somebody that likes to be long stretches without getting some kind of, you know, praise.
Right.
And I think that the legislative, you know, push on health care and the fact that it was turned away on the first go-round did not sit well. And it seems like they're going to press it again and try to get it across the finish line. And, you know, who knows? I mean, he may be able to ride this and get people to act.
Right. He's frustrated by the appearance of failure, for sure.
Yeah. Now, you brought up this sending a message, and you brought up China as well. And yesterday, the People's Daily, which is the paper of the ruling Communist Party in China, wrote, "Washington does not fear North Korea, and another nuclear test increases the likelihood that the U.S. will use military force." Goes on to say, "If North Korea does not end its nuclear activities, this end is inevitable." Can China rein in North Korea at this point?
I think they have a lot of leverage still. They are... they provide a lot of food, they provide a lot of supplies, and China still has a lot of leverage. So I think when they say that they're not going to take the coal shipments from North Korea, that has a direct impact. When they say, you know, they institute sanctions, that's really going to be felt in North Korea. So, yes, I think it's still there.
Right, but none of those things seem to be precluding them, unless the timetable is changing, from moving very quickly towards, it seems, a sixth nuclear detonation test that is now, many North Korean observers are suggesting, is imminent.
Yeah, and the grandfather's birthday is coming up, and they're suggesting that might be the test. I mean, the real test for the U.S. is whether we have the intelligence that knows when they can put a miniaturized nuclear payload on a missile that actually works.
Right.
And we're just not, I don't think, as a country, going to let them get to that point.
A lot of question marks on what's next legislatively for the Trump administration. Is it your sense that they've clearly defined whether or not tax reform or a renewed push for the health care bill has come up?
Yeah, I think the president's pretty set that health care is going to come up again. There was talk that Congress is going to be called back in sometime during recess, but that is not the case now, we're told. But I think the Monday, Tuesday after they get back, that you will see another health care bill and another effort on this front. And that's, you know, they've got to get about 6-7 votes. And if they have that, then great. If they don't, then another loss will look really bad on the legislative strategy.
Well, clearly they have to start bringing in the Freedom Caucus into these discussions, because the Freedom Caucus held firm on this. And being the great negotiator that he is, I think President Trump is smart enough to realize that he has to do something to bring them in. He can't really move more towards the center. He's got to do something to move a little bit more towards the right to make them happy. So how different do you think the new iteration of a health care bill is going to be? Is it going to be vastly different? Different or just little changes?
Well, I think it'll be different in the sense that less will be put on paper and more will be in the purview of the HHS secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually how Obamacare got through in the first place, is that a lot of the details of the regulations were left to then Secretary Sebelius, which is why you have 19,000 pages plus of regulations dealing with Obamacare that changed the law. Mm-hmm. So they are unwinding things, and they are dealing with the concerns, I think, on putting that in the HHS basket.
So just lastly, is there any, you know, you don't bring something like this back unless you have an indication that you're going to be able to get some support. Is the feeling that they will this time? I mean, this is not a blind effort, is it?
No, I think there's cautious optimism, and somebody's doing head counting. It's
right.
Tough when they're out of town to do an effective whip count. But I think that they have drawn up language that they feel like they can get enough votes to get over the top. And they've at the same time have a dual track talking to Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others that the Senate, they think they can get 51.
Brett Baer always bringing very good political insight to us, and obviously every single evening on Special Report on Fox News at 6 p.m. Brett, thanks a lot for joining us.
Happy Easter.
Have a good one.
Happy
you
Easter.
Too.
Thanks.
All right, it's 8:45 now on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. Let's get you in through the 3rd Street Tunnel. Two-car accident northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. It looks like they're trying to get into the shoulder. And this is very telling. There's no delay on the freeway to get into the tunnel. So we are lighter than normal for most of this commute, which is fantastic. Around the Beltway we go, crossing the American Legion Bridge, Wilson Bridge, top side of the Beltway, no delay. We do have a delay on the Greenway due to a crash. Inbound, eastbound on the Dulles Greenway. Before you get to 606 Ox Road, still under police direction. It was only the shoulder getting by. In Falls Church, we have an accident on Annandale Road, which is slow each direction. South of 50, Arlington Boulevard at South Street due to a crash there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds likely have the upper hand today, but we'll get some sunshine as we go on through midday in the afternoon, and fairly mild, about 71 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, currently in the nation's capital, it's 55 degrees. 6 here on WMAL.
There is a professor out of American University. His name is Alan Lichtman, and he has a new book out, The Case for Impeachment. And he apparently, everyone thinks he's a soothsayer.
The Case for Impeachment.
For who? Who are we talking about?
It's been 100 days. It's 100 days, and we're done, and clearly President Trump needs to be impeached. And he wrote a book about it. So apparently, he thought on day one that he needs to be impeached, and actually he did. He made a prediction that the president was going to win the White House, that Donald Trump would win the White House. And after he claims that after the election, that the team reached out to him to talk about the first part of his prediction that Donald Trump will win the White House. Well, there was a second part to his prediction, and that was that he would not be allowed to serve a full term. That his prediction was, yeah, he's going to win, but he is not finishing 4 years.
A couple things jump out to me. One, if you get one prediction right, it doesn't mean the next one is going to be right. Let's remember how statistics work.
Wait. Statistics shamistics. Hillary Clinton won not one, but 6 coin tosses in a row. So I think that these statistics things are way overblown.
Those tricky weighted coins. So there's that for one. The other is, like, if you were a lefty, or if you were just sort of like a political opportunist looking to take a unique position that would pay off in dividends, take the one that seems like it's the most unlikely. Because when it does pay off, boy, do you look like a genius. So in this case, a lot of people didn't think Trump would win. He won. This guy is cashing in on it. There's so much energy on the left for actually wanting to impeach Trump. Why not write a book that's The Case for Impeachment? This guy will sell probably a decent number of books in an industry that where it's tough to sell books in the first place. He's already getting free publicity. We're talking about him for earned media. It's hilarious. And I just don't see it. I don't think there's no way. I don't even have to crack open the book. The case isn't that strong.
Well, here's the thing that I love when liberals talk about impeaching President Trump is they get Vice President Pence then. I'm pretty sure they'll be happier with President Trump than Vice President Pence. I'm thinking
you're not wrong.
They're not thinking down the road. I don't know whether they think that if Trump is impeached, there's another election and Hillary wins. I'm not quite sure how they think the process works.
I mean, everyone seems to be all of a sudden, nobody's really talking about it. All of a sudden, like, everyone's like quietly agreeing that they like Trump lately. Democrats too. They're, you know, Tulsi Gabbard's practically getting thrown out of her own party for questioning the military action in Syria. So there's like There are very weird dynamics going on. But if you had asked me a year ago, assess the stage of the 17 candidates, who's the most likely to sort of be liked a little bit by the Democrats, I would have told Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump is not the most hardened conservative person ideologically on the stage.
Exactly. But I love the breathless pearl clutching. Trump's policies and appointments pose an existential threat to humanity.
Yeah, obviously, you don't know what words mean if you think he poses an existential threat. Like, humanity's going to stop existing.
Yes.
Because of Trump.
Well, but here's
That's
the scary
not hyperbolic.
Thing. This man is a professor of history at American University. If I had a child going to American University and taking any kind of history class, I would be frightened and want my money back.
Yeah, history. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. Geico's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. Geico understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
When Debbie Reynolds died just one day after her daughter, Carrie Fisher, a lot of people asked me, can you really die of a broken heart? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The short answer is yes. Matthew Lorber, a psychiatrist at Lenox Hill Hospital, explains, broken heart syndrome is when someone finds out some shocking news and there's a massive release of stress hormones into the bloodstream. It could be news of a loved one dying, he says, but also a spouse filing for divorce or maybe getting fired. It could even be good news delivered in a sudden, shocking way. Symptoms of stress-induced cardiomyopathy include intense chest pain, shortness of breath, and dangerous changes in blood pressure. What can you do? Well, pay extra attention to your mental health during those tough times and make sure you're there to support those around you when they need you the most. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
I used to love wearing dresses and shorts. Then I started getting spider veins, and even worse, those embarrassing, bulging varicose veins. For a while, I covered up my legs, but then I discovered Vein Clinics of America.
Vein Clinics of America is the oldest, largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S., and for 35 years, they've been the leading expert in the treatment of vein disease. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring the natural beauty of your legs in as little as an hour, with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by your insurance.
My legs look great and feel great. I even love wearing dresses and shorts again.
Make sure your legs look and feel their best for spring. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation to find out how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's the greatest Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Thanks for everything this week, Jamie.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. And here we go around the Beltway with good news. Virginia and Maryland, light volume. It's been such a great Friday. Some areas we do have some congestion due to incidents and problems. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. On the toll road, no problems through Herndon, Reston, and up through to the Beltway. It's getting to the toll road off the Greenway, still with the crash. Eastbound on the Dulles Greenway before you get to 606 Ox Road. Still, it was only the shoulder getting by. Broken down on 66 eastbound. That's our only delay as we approach Nutley Street. Stay out of that right lane to get you on through. And 95 Virginia southbound in Woodbridge, Dale City. Seeing some of these southbound delays as commuters are getting ready to get out of town. And the plan, too, is the express lanes will reverse 1 hour earlier to help with the expected heavy afternoon commute. So southbound 95 will start the reverse lanes beginning at 10 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer weather forecast to surge back in here as we go through the weekend. Gray sky around this morning with some limited breaks this afternoon. Maybe a little more sun, but clouds probably winning this one. Mild 71. Tonight, some clouds 54. Saturday, cloudy, maybe an isolated shower, possibly a thunder shower 72. On Sunday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Easter Sunday, very warm in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
56 degrees in our nation's capital. It's 8:56 on WMAL.
Boy, do I wish this bag under my eye would just go away. Now, if that sounds like you, every morning, you're not alone. Bags and puffiness under the eyes are a problem for millions of Americans unless you use Genucel, the plant stem cell treatment from Chamonix. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want to tell you what Susan from New Jersey wrote. I've been using Genucel for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids. Listen, it's not only Susan, folks. I use it, and I love it, and I love the results. With its instant effect, you'll see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. Call now. You'll save big on Genucel's spring clearance event. Order Genucel right now and get a free month's supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now and shipping is free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Let's put genes to work for you. Only at Inova is the new MediMap test that analyzes your DNA to determine which commonly prescribed blood thinner is the right treatment for you before you even take it. We'll offer this DNA test to everyone who receives cardiac catheterization at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus now, and soon to all Inova hospitals. Learn more about pharmacogenomics and precision medicine at InovaHeart.org/Plavix test. Inova, join the future of health.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
People are really left in some ways emotionally in the dark as it relates to their financial planning. And so when they come in to the office and they ask me, they say, Winter, you know, how do I set myself up for retirement? Do I have enough for retirement? And where we start is with those targets. What are the outcomes? What are the priorities?
Learn more on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit wintertroxell.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Why do companies say dumb things like, call for a free quote? Hello? Don't they know what year this is?
Don't they know we're going to use our smartphones and we expect to see their pricing on their website without calling them for a quote or providing our email address? I mean, seriously, we all know that call for a free quote simply means their prices are high. That's why we proudly display our prices for payroll on PatriotSoftware.com. For example, basic payroll for one employee is $10 per month. Five employees is less than $20. With PatriotSoftware.com, you can see our exact payroll pricing for any size company up to 100 employees. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and use promo code RADIO to get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
And coming up on Monday's show, well, Brian is back, and also Joe DeGeneva will be joining us. So Brian comes back on Monday, and we say goodbye to Vince. Vince, I cannot thank you enough for sitting in the seat this week. It's really been a lot of fun.
A tremendous amount of fun. Thank you for it.
And you brought donuts, so
yeah,
I do.
Of course, on Good Friday of all days.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate it. And oh, look, there's Chris Grant.
I'm glad you had fun, but you should put your clothes on before I come in for a tease, please.
Too fun.
We took them off just for you.
We got the little mother of all bombs thing going on, smoking some troglodyte out of their holes in the ground, coming out with smoke coming out of their little beard.